Britain's Labour Party lost Hartlepool in a by-election, a constituency it had held since its creation in 1974. A huge swing gave the Conservatives 52% of the vote, nearly twice that of Labour. Sitting governments have won by-elections only a handful of times. Labour's leader, Sir Keir Starmer, came under more pressure when the party lost many seats in council elections. Labour's candidate in Hartlepool said voters did not know what the party now stood for. At a summit meeting in Portugal, EU leaders rejected proposals by Joe Biden to waive COVID-19 vaccine patents as a way to increase the supply of the drugs. They argued that it would be more helpful if America were to relax its restrictions on the export of vaccines. Seven children and two adults were killed in a shooting at a school in the Russian city of Kazan. 23 others, most of them children, were injured. President Vladimir Putin said he would review the country's gun control laws. The assailant was a former pupil. A car bomb outside a girls' school in Kabul killed at least 85 people, mostly pupils. The Taliban denied responsibility. The attack, which occurred in a part of the city that is home to the Hazara ethnic minority, has intensified concerns that the American withdrawal from Afghanistan in September will be followed by greater violence against women and minorities. Meanwhile, the Taliban seized control of a district near Kabul, the second in a week. India's COVID crisis continued to engulf the country, spreading into the rural hinterland and spilling over the country's borders. Daily recorded infections in Nepal have jumped by a factor of 25 in the past month, and one in every two tests returns a positive result, twice India's already high rate, suggesting many cases are going undetected. Infections are also rising across Southeast Asia, testing the capacity of health systems.
Coronavirus briefs.
The United States reported its lowest number of new daily cases since June. Just over 22,200 cases were recorded on May 10th, down from a peak of more than 312,000 in early January. Daily deaths fell to 280 on May 9th. In January, they peaked at over 4,000. America's Food and Drug Administration approved the use of the Pfizer vaccine in children aged 12 to 15. The World Health Organization recommended the use of the Sinopharm vaccine, the first vaccine from China ever to be endorsed by the global body. Produced by a state-owned company, it will be added to the COVAX program, providing doses to poor countries.